Every time I feel like I'm not thriving, I have this mental health checklist, like 10 questions that I would ask myself, and it immediately helps me to get back into the thriving mode and get out of the survival mode. I think as an adult, we all can relate how there's so much going on all the time. There's work-life balance, there's family, there's relationship, there's financial planning, and all these things. And we have to take care of our mental health, and mental health should be our priority. So in this episode, I'm going to share my checklist. You can get inspired by it. If you resonate with it, you can also, you know, have the checklist and really be empowered by it and take great care of yourself. Hello there, I'm your host Kathy Bhavani, and on this podcast show I talk about manifestation, spiritual well-being, money, success. I also share very common meditations, affirmations, and prayers to help you vibrate on your highest frequency. Every single episode on this show is raw, fun, clear-cut, powerfully healing, and truly gold-worthy. So I'm really looking forward to you joining me on this journey. And you can tune into this podcast show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. So follow me on Instagram, TheMetaphysicsMagic. Get in touch with me, hold my hand, and get excited for this journey. See you around. Hello, my beloved. Welcome to episode 117. I'm your host, Kathy Bhavani, and I'm really excited to talk about mental health and how I take care of my mental health and the 10 check-in questions that I have. So every time I feel anxious or my mind is like very racy, if I have like too many thoughts, I ask myself these questions and I do these things to really ground myself and get back into alignment in few minutes, few hours, or in just a day. I think it's probably the quickest way. And of course, it has come with practice. I've been practicing meditation, so many other practices, healing practices for many, many years now. And now I don't feel like I need to do much. I can just, you know, in a few minutes, I'm back to normal and I'm back into alignment. So yeah, it's just alignment absolutely takes practice. The more you practice it, the easier it becomes for you, to the point you can just align yourself back in just a few minutes. When you know your power, when you know how you have everything you need to heal yourself within you only. So yeah, this is my take on it. You can follow the same thing. If it does not resonate, you don't have to. I'm not expert. I'm just sharing what has genuinely, really, powerfully, amazingly, wonderfully, marvelously worked for me. So, the first question that I ask myself is, am I well-groomed? Like, grooming is so underrated. Like, there are so many psychological studies that shows that what you, like, how you look actually has a direct impact on your mood and how you feel. It definitely impacts your mental health and your health and your confidence level so much. Taking a bath, brushing your teeth properly, taking your time to shower, with the best, you know, body gel, taking care of your skincare routine is so relaxing for me. It's a very, very soothing part of my day. I really love that. I really enjoy that. And it really connects me back to the body. Like when you're washing your body, when you're washing your face and all those things, it really brings you back to the body. And when you're back into your body, you're grounded, you're present. So that's the first question that I ask myself. And the second question is, am I well dressed? So even if I'm not going anywhere, I have to dress well. Like that's just who I am. Like I have to wear the finest clothes. And I know the difference, you know, when I'm not wearing clothes that make me feel good or that bring me joy, and the times when I wear clothes that I love, that I enjoy, and it just makes me feel so much more confident. So why would I not wear, right? Of course, sometimes I'm in my pajama when I'm just in a really great mood overall. But yeah, when my mind is racy and when I'm just, you know, not kind of feeling myself and not being in a thriving mode, then I would make sure that I am well dressed. particularly for that reason, to do, you know, elevate my mood, elevate my confidence, and to just elevate my energy. Because when you wear colorful clothes, you are spreading that colorful energy out into the world, and what you give, you get. So when you give more beautiful energy to the universe, you receive the same back, and it just keeps on amplifying off of each other, and it's so much fun. The third question that I ask myself is, have I moved my body? If I'm like too much in my head, my mind is racing too much, I immediately move my body. I simply go for a slow walk. I slowly, gently stretch my body. I love body stretches. I love yin yoga. I love qigong. And I instantly feel so much release, and I feel so good and so much better. It's easy. Like, sometimes I wouldn't feel like doing like a full-blown weight training workout with my heavy dumbbells. Sometimes I just need a slow walk to come back to my body and to release old energy out of my body and to invite the new energy. The fourth question that I would ask myself is, have I eaten properly? Is my stomach full? So I'm the type of person, if I'm hangry, and honestly, I think it's the case with everyone, every human. If you are not well fed, you will have all sorts of mental anxiety and issues and troubles. I've seen people who like fast for a long period of time, they experience a lot of anxiety. And I've realized, like, when my belly is full, I'm happier and I'm just more grounded, because your body is grounded. When you eat full meals, your body is fully grounded. And when you don't eat anything, you're just very lightweight, you know, just floating all over the places, and it's not very grounding energy. So yeah, empty stomach definitely causes anxiety. I think there was this TED talk that I watched, there was a doctor, I guess. Yeah, he did the research on why young people have so much anxiety. I think he did research on university students. And the students who experienced anxiety, they did not have breakfast. They skipped their breakfast. And when they started to have full breakfast, their anxiety was gone. Literally was gone. So he kind of made a theory that empty stomach can cause anxiety, and when your belly is full, when you keep your belly full, eat fruits, veggies, just anything that you love, it really makes you happy, and it keeps you happy, it keeps your mental health in check. Also, there's this actress also who talked about, like, you know, some interviewer asked her, like, oh, what's your diet? Do you eat carbs? Do you eat all those bread, pasta, cheese, and all the dairy products and stuff? And she was like, yeah, I do care about my mental health more than aesthetic of things. I think it was Twinkle Khanna. Yeah, it was Twinkle Khanna, I guess, in one of the interview. And I was like, yeah, that's so true. Like, I don't believe in following, like, restrictive diet where you are depriving yourself of the must needed nutritions in your body, and you're just not consuming those things to just look aesthetically pleasing. That's just really gonna take a toll on your mental health. So girls, eat as much as you want, and even boys, eat whatever you want. Of course, be mindful about what you're eating, but keep your belly full. Okay, I honestly like Indian food a lot. Like, these days I've been eating Indian food so much. Paneer curries, roti, dal, chawal, like, that's been my thing lately. I don't know, when was the last time I had burger, pizza? I'm just kind of disgusted by them now. So yeah, that's the thing. So another question that I ask myself is, have I taken my multivitamins? So I'm a vegetarian. I don't get all the nutrients from my food alone. So I make sure that I have my vitamin B12, D. Also, I have some homeopathic nervous system regulation medicines, because, you know, I'm highly sensitive. My nervous system's very sensitive. I get affected very easily by the energies. So to ground myself, I have that. I also have chamomile pills. It really calms my nerves. I also have alfalfa syrup, which also very calming to my nervous system. So, you know, I take a few medicines here and there, not every single day, but of course, when the dose is required to really like calm my nerves and to take care of my mind. Because I've realized when I don't have my multivitamins on time, it would impact my mental health. So if you're a vegetarian like me, make sure you're taking your vitamins and everything, and you're eating healthy foods, nutritious meals and everything, so that, you know, your mental health is in up-to-date state. And then another question that I ask myself is, when was the last time I laughed? I love to laugh. Like, my best friend told me the other day, like, you're so playful. I was laughing about something super silly. So I'm the type of person who laugh about things, like, even if I have this some people find it annoying that I laugh about serious stuff too in life, but it's just the way it's my coping mechanism to laugh about things, especially if something is so damn serious, like I don't know, something bad, something frustrating. I first need to laugh about it and then find a solution. And my mom, she likes that trait about me, that I chill and I don't take things too seriously, and I can just, you know, have a good laugh and then also find a solution about it. So yeah, and I keep also asking people, like, if I am just, you know, want to, you know, laugh, I would ask people, like, hey, tell me something funny, and then that person would share a funny story with me, and then that would remind me of another funny story, and it would just keep getting funnier and funnier and funnier, and we would keep laughing more and more and more, and we would just milk it and amplify it, and it just becomes a whole another beautiful experience, because laughing is the best medicine. So go have a good laugh with your friend, or watch something funny, or watch a comedy movie, just watch something lighthearted. I think that really, really helps a lot more than you realize. Then another question that I ask myself is, when did I socialize and talk to people? So I love to socialize, and I love to give compliments, like genuine compliments. So, like, interacting with people, giving them genuine compliments, asking them questions. Even when I'm traveling, I love to, like, you know, the drivers and, like, local people, I like to ask them questions, and that's how I kind of make friends in every places, because it's so interesting to know their lifestyle, to ask them questions, to learn something from them, because we can learn from every single person. We can learn so much about life. So yeah, socialize, ask things, ask questions to people, like, if you feel safe. I'm not like telling you to just talk to anyone, but yeah, if you feel safe, especially like online, it's safe, like you can just give compliment to some people, and it just makes you feel so good, because giving always feels good. So yeah, if you're ever feeling down or anything, just try to give something, try to give gift, money, love, compliments, or just anything, your time, to someone, and you would see how it immediately uplifts you. Another question I ask myself is, when did I have a good orgasm? Because I hope you guys don't laugh about this. But yeah, self-pleasure or with your partner, to be back into your body, because sexual frustration is a thing that can really impact your mental health. A lot of people, they have mental health issues and frustration and anxiety because they are sexually frustrated. There are so many memes. I think there's this meme about sexual frustration. Like, when someone is so sexually frustrated, they ask stupid questions like why the floor is on the floor, and like traffic rage because they're sexually frustrated, and teachers and professors. Oh my god, I remember in college people used to make jokes, like if a professor is like very rude and mean all the time, just really frustrated with his life, like you can look at his face and realize that his personal life is really fucked up. People will make joke that, you know, he's not getting sex from his wife and they don't have a good sex life, and that's why he's just, you know, depressed sad men. So yeah, I think sexual frustration is definitely a thing. It can really dull your life, and sex can be so healing if you do it mindfully. Have you heard the song Marvin Gaye's Get It On, sexual healing song? It's a beautiful song. Like, you should play this song and listen to the meaning of this song. The other day I was watching A Love Stories 2 with my man. I really like the series. I highly recommend if you want to explore about, you know, sex and stuff like that. So that's a question that I asked myself. Another question that I ask myself is, have I spent time in nature? Did I go for a walk? It could be a little park. It could be a little anything. Just a little piece of grass and you're just, you know, grounding yourself there. A little corner filled with trees. That honestly helps you release old energy. Like, I don't know if you guys know about the tree hugging thing. The tree has this very healing aura. When you hug the tree, you're merging your energy with the tree, and the tree takes away your old energy and you become more grounded. So I personally like to, yes, of course, hug the trees and also like walk past the trees, because, you know, there are like so many trees on the line. It just feels so good to walk past them and feel the aura, feel the energy of the tree, how grounded they are, how solid they are, and how amazing the release feels from your body. So that's another great way to align yourself back into the thriving world. The another question that I ask myself, am I hydrated? Yes, that's also, it kind of impacts your mental health as well. So yeah, stay hydrated, simple as it gets. And the last question that I ask myself is, what's the one thing I can get excited about the future? This is so important. This last one is very crucial, because I realized that if I'm not excited about something in my life, it's just so dull. Like, life feels dull. It does not feel fun at all. So if I want to have fun, if I want my life to feel exciting, I know that I need to have at least one thing to look forward to. And get so caught up in the thrill of it, in the excitement of it, in the joy of it. And it just keeps on amplifying, and it just makes my life so much better. So it could be a project, it could be a meeting, it could be a traveling experience, it could be a friend, it could be a goal, it could be anything. Any little thing. Just anything that, you know, gets you in that excitement. Like, oh my God, this is coming up. I'm excited about that. So yeah, that really, really actually helps you mentally to expect positive things, to be optimistic, to see glass as half full. So yeah, this is my checklist. I'm just gonna go through it, repeat all the questions once again to, you know, help you guys to just summarize everything. The first question was, am I well groomed? Am I well dressed? I think they both come under the same thing. Second one was, have I moved my body? Third one was, have I eaten properly? Fourth one was, have I taken my multivitamins? Fifth one was, when was the last time I laughed? Sixth one was, when did I socialize and talk to people? Seventh one was, when did I have a good orgasm? Eighth one was, have I spent time in nature? Ninth one was, am I hydrated? Tenth one is, what's the one thing I can get really, really excited about? So yes, this was my checklist. This really helps me to get back into the thriving mode, the healed state, the happier, true version of me. And yeah, hope you guys really love listening to this. Thank you so much for listening till here. You're doing so great. I love you so much, and I hope you have the most amazing day, night, wherever you are. Mwah. Bye.